You have made the trip. You danced, cried, reconnected, remembered. Now what? Today's episode is about what comes after the journey. Because homecoming isn't just about travel. It can be about transformation. Many who attend the Cultural Oneness Festival don't leave unchanged. Some decide to start businesses in Africa. Some begin researching their family tree. Some return every year, building bridges across oceans.
This is the place not only for us to come together, but this is also a place for us to move forward. I'll be back, like I always promised, because what? It never gets old.
You'll hear stories of diaspora entrepreneurs who now live between two worlds, of artists who found new muses in their roots, of educators who now teach from both lived and learned experience. Home doesn't always mean moving. Sometimes it means moving differently, with purpose, with pride, with legacy in mind. And here's the truth. Africa needs you, your ideas, your energy, your questions, your desire to give back, build up, and belong. You're not a visitor, you're a returnee, and that means you carry something powerful with you, connection.
The reason I'm here is because of our relationship with the Taste of Africa and the Culture of Oneness Festival, and we're bringing a very important component to this program. And that component is to engage the next generation of Africans to understand that we can stand and be proud and free and step back on the stage of human history as a proud and free people.
That brings us to the end of this series, but it's just the beginning of your journey. Sign up for our upcoming webinar, Cultural Web Conference. Meet others like you, ask questions, be part of the conversation, and when you're ready, Africa will be waiting, not as a stranger, but as home, and never forget where you come from. Until then, visit our website, culturaloneness.com, and also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Cultural Oneness and Cultural Oneness TV on YouTube.